Welcome to the Pearl of Gratefulness podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 26th of March, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1946 and we travel to Madras in India, where Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias was born. He inspired a generation of apologists and founded the RZIM, Ravi Zacharias International Ministry. The author of more than 30 books on Christianity and the host of multiple radio shows, he was widely esteemed in the evangelical community. However, in his final years, and after his death, multiple credible allegations of sexual misconduct emerged from different countries. RZIM issued an apology and subsequently announced that it would undergo a name change and remove all material related to Zacharias. They also apologised to an earlier complainant for not taking her allegation seriously and for slandering her. RZIM is now based in Sao Paulo, Brazil, where the evangelical community is growing rapidly. However, the Canadian branch of RZIM has already closed down. A story in the wider church with similar dynamics had recently occurred in the Catholic community with the much-loved founder of the L'Arche movement, Jean Vanier. And the scandals enveloping Zacharias and his legacy caused much distress in the evangelical community, with many debates about whether or not to burn his books, and many websites removing them from sale. What is notable about the Zacharias case is what was discovered on his smartphone after he died. He had left a digital footprint that indicated how he had used sexting and his smartphone to extort women. The scandal of people abusing religious authority sadly runs through all denominations and faiths. But it is also a test of institutions' ability to live the values of forgiveness and to move forward and heal. In the age of Me Too, there is an accountability now that should make people feel safer, but also poses profound questions about our culture's ability to forgive and heal. Zacharias's family was Anglican, but he described himself as sceptic until the age of 17 when he tried to commit suicide by swallowing poison. While he was in hospital, a local Christian worker brought him a Bible and told his mother to read to him from John chapter 14, which contains Jesus' words to Thomas the Apostle. Zacharias said it was in particular verse 19 that touched him. Because I live, you also will live. And that he had thought that this may be my only hope, a new way of living. Life as defined by the author of life. He committed his life to Christ, praying that, Jesus, if you are the one who gives life as it is meant to be, I want it. Please get me out of this hospital bed well, and I promise I will leave no stone unturned in my pursuit of truth. He was ordained in the Christian and Missionary Alliance, a Keswickian denomination, evolving out of the Wesleyan Holiness Movement, which focused on Wesley's doctrine of Christian perfection, or what is sometimes referred to as entire sanctification. Put very simply, the idea was that once someone had been born again, you had to keep working at it. Something that proponents of the reformed idea of solo fides, faith alone, had underplayed. An American evangelist called William Boardman published a book called The Higher Christian Life in 1858, which came to have international influence. And this is how Zacharias' Anglican family in India would have come across the thoughts and the beliefs associated with it. The movement seemed especially to take root in Keswick in the Lake District in northwest England. A higher life movement emerged and was first promoted in Keswick in conventions and intent revivals. The first large-scale higher life meetings took place for students at Cambridge University in the Broadlands estate of Lord and Lady Mount Temple. And soon it encompassed the campus in Oxford too. As it spread around the world, the annual conferences in Keswick took on a more Calvinistic tone. Keswickian preachers started to distance themselves from the Wesleyan doctrine of eradication, the doctrine that original sin could be completely extinguished from the Christian soul prior to death. And they began using the term counteraction to describe the Holy Spirit's effect on original sin, often comparing it to how air pressure counteracts gravity in lifting an airplane. Coming out of this tradition is Zacharias' most influential book, Can Man Live Without God? It won the Gold Medallion Book Award from the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association. And the World Alliance is a denomination now within the Keswickian Higher Life Movement of Christianity, with its headquarters in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and claims to have 6 million members with 22,000 congregations in 88 different countries. They posthumously revoked Zacharias' ordination after conducting their own investigation. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us tomorrow, if you can, as we look at the German mystic Meister Eckhart and the papal bull that was issued against some of his teachings. Visit our website for more information at www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.